Hello Virgo, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and tonight we are going to have a little fireside chat about this full moon in Capricorn coming up here July 13th. Okay, we're going to look into what toxic, unhealthy, or addictive type behavior do we need to let go during this this full moon season here, okay? Now, I'm going to do some channeled messaging first by drawing, while we talk about the Capricorn moon. The Capricorn moon is about structure, okay? It's about being methodical, planning, okay? It can be authoritative, restrictive, right? All right. So, Capricorn, let's see what we have. I'm sorry, Virgo. Got Capricorn on the brain here now because it's the moon. Let's see what we have for you. Now, I see a tree log. I see a tree with no leaves. I see what could be a ladle or a spoon. Okay. Well, that could be a Pac-Man right there. any gamers out there? This could be like shadow people. Oh, I see people at a fair maybe, or a carnival, or the beach even. They're playing volleyball. That could be a volleyball. This could be a tent over here. There's a figure over here meditating, okay, kind of away from all this circus stuff going on. Alright, so take any of those messages as they resonate. Leave, of course, what doesn't. Look at the picture again, and whatever images speak to you. There's a little light right here, like a little opening, a little portal. All right, we're going to stop. Let's go to the cards now. Right off the rip, we have the Tower. And we have the Queen of Swords, okay? So, something maybe about your honesty or your unwillingness to bend the truth could create towers for others, or for your relationship to those others. But we're going to see... what is this about, Spirit? What additional messages do you have? Virgo, please. Now, again, back to this moon, it's a stern task masking, like a father figure type energy. But we're in Cancer season, which indicates emotions and feelings. So there's going to be, there's going to be that conflict there. Okay. What messages do you have for Virgo, please, Spirit? What's a challenge? What is challenging? What is the obstacle or challenge, please, in releasing this energy? Page of Wands. Because this is the way you see things. You see things the way you do, and that's, you might be a little unbending or inflexible, okay? Uncompromising. What is coming to help? What would be helpful for Virgo at this time, Spirit? Maybe the way, because of your inflexibility and your unwillingness to see past your own desires, it leaves you disappointed in love. You have the Eight of Swords and the Ten of Cups reversed, okay? But it might just be in your perception, okay? There could be a little, like I said, stubborn energy about you. It could be alienating this intimacy that you really want, okay? Yep. Give up your previous notions. Nine of Pentacles reversed. Whatever you thought was fulfilling you, or that, things had to be a certain way for you to be happy, there's a need for that to be overturned, re-examined, okay? That's the action. What is the potential outcome? What is the potential outcome, Spirit? Might be walking away from something you thought was stable. Maybe you thought money was the answer, possessions or wealth or abundance. King of Pentacles reversed. But it left you feeling greedy and unfulfilled. Eight of Cups walking away. Walking to higher ground, Virgo. Alright. Now we're looking at what we have. And we're appreciating it more. With the Three of Wands. Okay. let's take a look at the Prism Oracle and see where we're at emotionally, because this is Cancer season we are in. Now this could be taking place, you know, in your physical home, but it could also be, you know, home in the sense of yourself, your source, your highest self. Okay. Not the ego that we've been operating out of, where we need things to be a certain way. Okay, we have rest, all right? So we suggest resting. We're gonna take a step back, maybe. That may be when you see things as they are. Protection. So, Virgo, you are understanding that underneath all this need to control things, it's really coming from a place of insecurity that you feel like you need to protect yourself. Okay. And let's see what else we have for Virgo, please. What else for Virgo spirit? Okay. And we have determination reversed and trust reversed. Okay. So, you were determined to continue to operate in this way, okay? Again, perhaps stubbornly. Refusing to trust yourself and others. All right, Virgo, so that's what we're letting go of. We're letting go of our ego and a need to control. Maybe turn over a couple of past beliefs and learn something new about ourselves and whomever we're dealing with in the process, all right? So those are your messages for this full moon. I hope you enjoyed them. I invite you back again, and as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.